WHO chief says pandemic demonstrated that the world needs a stronger, empowered organization. By Hannah Blow on August 22, 2022. World Health Organization, WHO. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said on Monday that the Chinese coronavirus pandemic demonstrated that the world needs a stronger and more empowered organization. The pandemic has demonstrated not only why the world needs WHO, but why the world needs a stronger, empowered and sustainably financed WHO. He said during the 72nd session of the Regional Committee for Africa before thanking member states for the historic commitment you made at this year's World Health Assembly to gradually increase assessed contributions to 50% of the base budget over the next decade. He also expressed pleasure in seeing reported cases and deaths in the region reaching the lowest levels since the start of the pandemic. Despite, he said, the appalling inequity in access to vaccines as well as misinformation and disinformation. Ghebreyesus failed to mention that vaccines do not stop the transmission of the virus. Rather, he continued to urge African member states to work toward a goal of vaccinating 100% of health workers and 100% of people aged over 60. This is the best way to save lives and drive a truly sustainable recovery, he declared. Further, the WHO chief continued to push for greater power to the organization, touting a new international accord or treaty on pandemic preparedness and response. The global monkeypox outbreak is yet more evidence, if any were needed, that the world's collective failure to address neglected diseases in neglected communities puts us all at risk, he said. As you know, member states are now negotiating a new international accord or treaty on pandemic preparedness and response. And at its last meeting, the international negotiating body agreed that this instrument would be legally binding. Which is very good news, he said, urging African member states to take part. The WHO chief's plea for greater power and authority to the organization follows backlash in the U.S., as conservatives warned they would not stand for a treaty that yields U.S. health authority to WHO. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, in May introduced a measure to stop such dangerous globalist overreach, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., made it clear that the Sunshine State would stand against it.